Come with us on a journey into the unknown, the unexplained, and the unbelievable. We will test your senses and challenge your beliefs. A world where science and religion clash. Or do they? You will meet real people and hear real stories, but you will not believe. You will witness strange sights and hear strange sounds, but you will not believe. This is the New England Ghost Project. Welcome to the nightmare.
Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome to Ghost Chronicles Morning Edition. I am Ron Kolick, your host, the gatekeeper of the realm of the unknown, the unexplained, and the unbelievable, New England's own Van Helsing. With me, as usual, the professor, the smartest guy I know. I don't know too many people.
Yeah. Follow me around for 24 hours. You'll see how smart I am.
Lou Blasi.
Yeah.
But you came up with a good thing.
Did?
Yeah. What was it? Unnecessary hard?
Unnecessary hard.
Which is, what does that mean, Lou?
Unnecessary hard is life is hard enough when people do things that contribute to make it harder than it has to be.
Mm-hmm.
That's unnecessary hard. I hate unnecessary hard.
Yeah.
Somewhere my kids are rolling their eyes and they don't know why. Because
right.
They got that speech like 100 times. When they were
oh,
kids.
Did they?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're right. Life is hard.
Yeah.
You know, most people.
We got a lot of stuff to deal with. Don't make it harder than it has to be.
Yeah. Most people don't realize that. You know, life is hard. They mm-hmm. expect this, you know, fairy tale thing.
Yeah.
It ain't that way.
No.
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 So, you know.
And by the way, I'm in my old age, I'm settling for it. You don't have to help me.
Yep.
Just don't make it worse.
Exactly.
I'm not even expecting help. Just don't make it harder than it has to be.
Yeah. I know that the universe hates me, so I just expect everything, you know.
Is that karma? Are you a karma guy?
No, karma's bullshit.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I heard Dr. Kim sprouting about it, but whatever.
I think it's I think it's human nature.
No,
I think
it's just like you know what it is? Psychology is a good word. It's our way of coping with people who are doing better than us. So they get away with different things. They do different things. And you say, oh, well, karma will get them. So in other words,
oh,
I'm really jealous, but you're going to get yours in the end.
Yeah.
It's you know, that's the whole thing. Everybody, and at least that's my opinion. I mean, you have separate opinion. I understand that. And everybody else does too, which is great. But in my opinion is that, you know, I forgot the hell I was going with. I started with the apologies before I did.
Well, your the viewpoint you just put is true. A lot of people soothe themselves when someone is successful by saying karma is going to catch up to
them. Nobody. Yeah, go ahead.
But I also think it's true that people, like if you're mean, if you're a jerk, you're an a-hole, it comes back to you.
It doesn't.
You
get people to get away with it. I mean, look at how many guys, they're filthy rich and they've done everything the dirty way. And you look at them and you're like, oh, they're going to get their karma. It's like, yeah, well, they're looking pretty high off the hog.
No, but you've seen people who are just jerks to people and they only attract trouble and strife, right? Because if you're dealing with that, that's
not always.
Nothing is.
No.
Absolutely.
Well, that's what I mean. So we generalize things. I mean, to me, it's. It all goes down to we can't be responsible for anything. So we just blame something else.
It's, true.
You know, we do. We just blame it something else. And
says the religious guy.
What?
It's kind of the same thing, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah.
Why?
Faith is faith in religion is externalizing.
Externalizing.
You're ceding control over your life.
You're not ceding control of it. You have control of it. That's the point. Trust me, no one is more of a control freak than guy here.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I believe I have control of my life. In other words, I know, and this is what we go back to. It's like, you know, somebody jumps out of a plane skydiving and the chute doesn't open, it gets killed. And you say, well, okay, you know, he did it. He didn't jump out of the plane. Nobody threw him out of that freaking plane.
Right.
He jumped out of it.
Yep.
So it's not, you know, it's he did what he did. I mean, you got to be responsible for your own actions. And the same with if you believe in heaven and hell, then you're responsible for your actions here on earth with the same results. You're going to get results from it. But nobody wants to realize that, that there are certain results that occur when we do things.
Actions have consequences.
Yeah, consequences is a better word. But anyway, so I didn't want to get it. But, you know, I believe in that, in my philosophy, there are several things.
I guess I'm equating karma and consequence.
I suppose. And maybe I am. Maybe I'm doing the versa versa to you.
Yeah.
But in my life, I believe that, you know, we all make mistakes. We all F up. And we really do. And I've called myself an asshole many a times. You asshole. What did you do?
Yep.
You know, just this morning I spilled my coffee. Okay. Luckily, I had a cover on. As you know, I never have my cover on my coffee because I don't like drinking out of a sippy cup.
Yeah.
Real men don't drink out of sippy cups.
Okay.
So anyway, what the hell was it going with? Oh, yeah. So, philosophy. So you make mistakes in life. You screw up. That's it. They're gone. Forget about them. Move on. You know, let things go. A lot of people don't. They have their vendettas. They have, you know, you're Italian or whatever. You got your vendettas.
I'm Irish, too.
Yeah, there you go.
We're whatever. Big on that.
So whatever. It's just like, I'm not going to spend that energy. I effed up. Or something happened in my life, somebody screwed me in my life, it's on. I learned from it, hopefully. That's the important thing, but I'm moving on.
Yeah, I screwed up yesterday, and it's like...
You never do.
I do, I screw up. And I screwed up yesterday, and I'm at the same point, and people can tend to think it's a little weird. It's like, I can't do anything about it.
You can't change the past at all.
You know what? We're on to Cincinnati.
Exactly. You know what? That's probably the best quote in the world.
Honest to God, I kid about this, but I'm only kidding to an extent. That press conference changed my life.
You think that'll be on his gravestone?
I don't know. We're in the Cincinnati. Is that hell? I say this, and I say this with some sincerity. That press conference changed my life. We're on to Cincinnati. Yeah, it's a philosophy. It is. It really is.
It's a good philosophy when you think about it.
I mean if I could fix it, if I could change things, I would. I can't.
You can't.
Let's just
nothing
move
you
on.
Can do about it. Move on. Yeah. Learn from it.
Yep.
Right? Learn from it. So anyway. But we got into philosophy a little bit here this morning, huh?
Well, it's all philosophy.
Yeah. Life is philosophy.
Life is philosophy.
I was reading some stupid scientist now believes we live in the Matrix.
Okay.
Yeah, whatever. So I'm just a video game. God bless you, whoever's playing me.
Well, we don't know what's in atoms. We don't know if they're...
Yeah, whatever. I don't give a rat's ass. I got other things to worry about than what the freaking atoms.
Exactly, right? There's so much going on.
Yeah.
Got bills to pay. No word about the existential question of whether there's something bigger than the universe.
And that's the same thing, like, you know, let's say, oh, if there's intelligent life out there, it's going to shake the world. It's like, why?
Yeah.
We've learned something. Okay, there are other people out there like us. Cool. You know, I mean, as long as they don't try to invade us.
Yeah.
We'll send Trump after him.
That's what we need. A remake of Independence Day with Trump as president.
Oh, God.
That'd be awesome.
We could work on it.
That'd be awesome. That'd be so awesome.
Oh, God.
Because God knows Independence Day 2 wasn't all that great. But...
I don't even remember. That's how bad it is.
You haven't seen it?
And the ID, I probably seen it, but I just remember it.
Yeah.
ID 4 was good. It was Independence Day. Was that called? Was it 4 on it? I thought it was ID 4.
I don't know. 4.
But anyways, whatever.
You mean the original?
Yeah.
The original was good.
Yeah, it was really good.
It's a good
movie. Enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Especially Will
Smith?
Yeah, he's a... freaking good actor.
Punches the alien.
That's the one thing I was just thinking about in my head when you brought that up. It's like, oh my God. Yeah, that was probably the best thing in the thing.
Then he gets to the airbase. The guy won't let him in and he goes to the top and he takes the top off the alien. He's all right, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, that's good. But
great movie.
Yeah. I do want to give a shout out to one of my friends in France, Charlotte O'Hare.
Mm-hmm.
Who I've known her since I've been doing this stuff, she just sent me a thing this morning which was interesting. In fact, it's one of the things I'm going to discuss today, but I want to give a shout out to her. She's living in France now in the suburbs, staying away from anything that's in the cities.
Yeah,
everything's like, yeah, whatever. Good for her. I wouldn't love to France.
No, not for me.
It's a place I don't want to go.
Not for me.
UK, okay, but France, nah, I don't think so. Yeah. Germany, yeah, I'll go.
Go or live?
Live.
No, I'm not living, no.
No. I don't know where I'm living. Ireland seems nice.
Ireland's nice.
You can get a free house here.
You can? How do you get a free house?
Yeah, well, it's not so free. They have these little islands off of Ireland that have been pretty much abandoned. And there's houses on them. And if you go in and fix up the house, then you can live there.
Okay.
But it costs a lot of money. Plus,
they're on an island.
They have to approve everything. So.
Yeah.
Yes. But always a catch, isn't there?
I would like, there's certain places I'd like to visit in Europe. Like, I'd like to go to Paris.
I wouldn't.
But I could do a day.
No clue.
No, I could go a day. All I want to
What's
do
in
is
Paris?
Sit in a cafe and see the Eiffel Tower, go to the Louvre, and then I can go home. I don't want
to
spend
any time.
Go
to Louvre here.
Not that Louvre.
Would they ever come up with that?
I don't know.
It's kind of disrespectful. Well, go to Louvre.
I don't think it's the same thing. But
no,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, no, I have no inkling to go to Paris at all.
No?
No.
That'd be like, I'd want to get out of there in a day.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, if I had to go, I mean, the catacombs would be kind of cool to check out. But I don't know.
You got a trip for free. Would you go?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
That's where I am. Someone's going to send me. I'll go.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, Australia would be a fun place to
Australia
visit.
Would be fun.
New Zealand. Ireland, UK, I wouldn't mind going. So yeah. Have no interest in Mexico.
No.
Forget it. Actually, any South American country you can
no.
keep them all.
No.
Don't want any part of that. I don't know.
Closest I want to get is Key West. That's it.
Key West. Yeah. Anyway, Japan I wouldn't mind visiting. That would be kind
of no interest.
That'd be kind of interesting.
Like I said, I'd go for free, but no interest.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like high on my list, but, I wouldn't mind going.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, the country you never hear about is Portugal. It's like,
Spain, Portugal.
Yeah.
European country. I mean.
Yeah, I know. It's like, but I don't know. It's like Spain you hear about, but Portugal is like,
yep.
Doesn't exist. I don't know. You know what's kind of.
Poland? Would you go to Poland?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
You know what's kind of cool is Vietnam.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Vietnam.
No, zero interest. Southeast Asia? No.
Vietnam is actually a very up and coming country, and they actually like us, which is unbelievable. How is it that we go out and whatever? You know, you look at Japan, Germany, Vietnam, and we get involved in these things. We didn't win Vietnam, but. We did a lot of fighting and the people that are in power there, we fought against, but yeah, they're all, they're friendly towards us.
Yep.
So I don't know. Mm. It's a weird world. Strange world we live in, Mr.
Yes, it is.
So I have to ask you a question. I don't know if you can do it or not. Is it possible to show a reel on my Facebook page?
Show a reel on your Facebook? Oh, probably.
So
which Facebook page?
Me, Ronald Kolek.
Okay. Let me see if I can.
You can join me, by the way, if you want to become a friend of mine. You can message me. I don't know how they send a friend request. That's what it is. To Ronald Kolek, and that's my most active page. But yeah, you can do that. But you're right. I have like a dozen freaking Facebook pages. But this one on here, somebody posted on my end. Usually, I don't like posts on my page because it's my page.
They posted on your page.
Yeah, which it's okay because I like it. If I didn't like it, I would take it down right away. But I'll accept that. It's interesting. But that's the other thing. Poor Jen, she started getting on Facebook. She didn't understand, so she would see a post in the feed, and she would comment on it and stuff, and there would be like, no, you can't comment. It's like. It's like going in somebody's house and disrespecting them. You can't do that. This is their post from their page. It happens to be on the feed, right? But
yep.
you really shouldn't go in and make a mess out of it. This is the way I think. Anyways, it's their opinion. That's all.
Okay. All I see is our reel on your page.
Where is it?
All I see is our reel from Ghost Chronicles a couple episodes ago, or an episode or so ago.
Are you looking at reels? It should be on my front page.
Yeah.
Should be on my page.
Okay. Well, let's look at it together.
Okay. Can you do that?
Yeah, hang on.
Oh, cool. Look at this, modern technology. Speaking of modern technology, we're doing a Patreon after this with Steve from the UK. So a special video just for our listeners. So check that out as well. That's if you become a member, you get to see all these
things. Okay, is this the page?
That's the page. So scroll down. There's ours. You keep going. Oh, should have been right there. Back it up. Oh, maybe they took it down.
It was long ago and far away, that one?
No, it was something there. It was a reel. Ah, that's a shame. All right. That was funny as hell. That's why I liked it. All right, that's it.
Yep. Okay.
Sorry about that.
Nope, no worries.
It's funny. It's funny. I can, yeah, whatever. But maybe I could do it on my page. I didn't think of it this way. Yeah. Anyway.
Can you still see it on your page?
I'm going to go look right now. Hey, while I'm doing this, do you ever hear about the world's largest Ouija board?
No. Where is it?
In Salem.
Massachusetts?
9,000 pounds. Check it out. Just type in world's largest Ouija board, and you can actually read this thing. So on my page, and I'm looking, and there it is. So I could play the audio, but it'd be kind of hard. Maybe I could turn the mic towards it. Would that work?
You can try it.
All right, let me try this. This is kind of funny, actually. I like it. So if I click on it, see if I get it. Okay. And then I click on the audio. I double clicked.
We need to have a very.
All right, I have to wait till it refires again. And then I will turn it down. Let's see if I can turn this mic this way so you can maybe pick it up a little better. Hello, this just might work. I'll leave it in your capable hands. You don't restart a reel, do you?
I don't know, to be honest with you.
How do you restart it? More options. All right. Come on, hurry up. This guy's long-winded at times. As soon as it starts over again, I'll hit it. All right, did you find the world's largest Ouija board?
Yeah.
So it's a Salem. It's a huge-ass Ouija board. And this is, oh, there it is. Is that it?
That's it.
Huh. Okay, here it is.
Massachusetts has decided to build the world's largest Ouija board. Look at them.
No. No, no, I don't want to look at that. People, we need to have a very serious and frank conversation about your hobbies. Like, if you want to get in the Guinness Book of World Records, couldn't you have, like, made the world's largest pizza again, or world's largest chocolate bar, or ball of yarn, or rubber band ball, or something? You have to go after a Ouija board that's larger than the gates of hell. And what's the point? I mean, Idiocracy is never going to exist if you start the apocalypse now. And as soon as you guys start running across that board, that's exactly what's going to happen. I mean, hell is actually looking at you guys and celebrating. And honestly, it's a little bit ironic that you're doing it in Salem, because that's where they burn the witches. So half of those people are probably descendants of the witches, and the others are, well, descendants of the Puritans. But that's irrelevant to this point. You guys need to stop this. Stop tempting the fates. Pick another hobby. Crazy.
So anyway, that's...
We're just talking about this on Kim shows. Let people do what they want to do.
Really?
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's what it was. And this guy came on and talked about it. It's going to open the gates of hell and all this shit.
Yeah.
And sorry you fell, but they didn't burn any witches. And oops, I can fix my mic again. They didn't burn any witches in Salem. I'm sorry to disappoint you.
They pressed some.
They pressed one.
Yeah. Yeah.
They hung the rest.
Hung the rest.
Yeah. Or hanged.
Hanged
or hunged.
I don't know.
Were they hung or hanged? They were hanged.
I don't know. I'll see if I can find out.
That's an important distinction, you know. One means something and one means something. You hang a picture and hung a witch? I don't know. The picture was hung, the witch was hanged. I don't know. Maybe you just burn them and it'd be easier.
The past tense of hang is almost in all situations hung.
Yeah.
You hung a picture on the wall. You hung out at the mall.
What about hang?
Only use hanged when referring to someone being sentenced to death via hanging. So that they were hanged.
Okay. See, they were hanged.
So that's specific. That's the specific use of the word hanged.
So hanged is just for...
Just learning stuff all over the place today.
Oh, this is awful. Anyways, so this guy, evidently is upset about Ouija boards, which is...
Well, that's a thing, right? Some people think they're portals to hell or demons or something. Right?
Yeah. But if you go into Amazon, you can actually find a Ouija board that lets you talk to God.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So...
It's a holy Ouija board?
Evidently. So, you know, why go to church? Why say prayers? You can just talk to God on the Ouija board. You know, it makes it nice and simple. Doesn't it?
I guess, yeah.
Yeah? Don't you think? I mean, you just like, okay, God, why did you do this to me? You suck.
what do they call the planchette? Is that what that's called?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just move the planchette around, see what God has to say.
There you go. So. Whatever. Charlotte actually sent me that one, the link to it. Although I saw it before, it's intriguing. I just picked up the Wednesday Ouija board from the Netflix series, which is a great series if you haven't seen it.
Wednesday. Yeah.
From the Addams Family.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Yeah, Wednesday. And she sent to a special school where, you know, like vampires and everything go to. There it is.
It's the Holy Spirit Ouija board.
Holy Spirit Ouija board. How can you beat that? Is that God up there? Wow.
It sure looks like it.
That's God.
Communicate directly with Jesus Christ.
See? How can you beat that?
Well, they're showing God, and then you talk to Jesus.
Well, they're all in one. Same in one, right?
I guess. The Holy Spirit board.
Goes to show, if there's a buck to make, somebody will make it. So I'm waiting for the Satan board.
That's what we need.
Okay, talk right to Satan.
There's no description about this. Get the answers you need. The Holy Spirit board can answer all of life's most important questions straight from the man himself. It's just no shame whatsoever, is there?
No, not at all. Well, yeah, you know, we found out that the satellites put up by the government were put up there to intercept our prayers to God.
Oh, were they?
Yeah, according to some.
Perfect for churches, prayer groups, or just getting together with friends.
Seriously? Unlike, they said that?
Yep. Unlike other spirit boards, this one will never contact evil ghosts or demons, so you can ask your questions with an assured sense of safety.
Seriously? And they know that how?
No. Just no shame whatsoever.
What's the other pictures? Metal Flick goes up there, too. You got these three choices there.
It's board.
Board. And what's the last one?
Oh, people.
Praying? Oh, look at this.
That doesn't look like a prayer group. I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah. He's got a little dowsing thing there. Right? Isn't he with his hand, or is that a...
I don't know. Yeah, it looks like dowsing.
Looks like a dowsing. I don't know what that... Oh, yeah. Check it out. There's a little box there. Is there a planchette? That yellow thing is a planchette?
Yes. Yeah, the cross is a planchette.
Oh, my God. It's a cross?
Yep. Oh, whatever it is. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I see it. It's a cross. Looks like almost like a Celtic cross, actually. Oh, look at that. You got to put your hand in the symbol of love.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Wait a minute. That's a triangle. No, it's a trinity. My apologies.
Wow. Oh, 56% five star.
Oh, let's see some of the reviews. I want to see some of the reviews.
Reviews?
Yeah. I got to know. I may buy this, you know, Luke. I'm thinking about it. It would fit nicely in my collection.
Where are the reviews?
You have to click on the
Yeah. Absolutely brilliant. Ignore the bad reviews. I'm a collector of spirit boards and love the idea of this one. It's actually well made. The board is very easy to use and slides perfectly. The cross is the jewel of the crown of this board for sure. Beautifully made out of, and a lot of thought went into making the cross. Making the cross, it slides easily with very little touch.
Oh, that's amazing.
You can use this board like any other spirit board. Just make sure to protect yourself by saying Archangel Michael prayer.
Oh, you don't have to, according to the thing, right?
And have a Bible open on Psalm 91 to keep any astral nasties away.
Seriously? Is that what he says?
That's what it says.
Oh, God, yeah.
Off you go. Practice makes perfect. For anyone giving this board a bad review, all I can say is it's not blasphemous at all. Jesus worked magic like the days of old and consulted mystics alike. That's been removed from newer Bibles, like the 6th or 7th book of Moses and a lot of things Solomon was taught for the people. Take your power back, claim your birthright, and contact the man himself or angels alike. Word of warning, do not use this board if you're afraid or scared of it. It's just a board with a very snazzy planchette and very unique take on using spirit boards, and I love it. Can't recommend it enough.
What's the bad review? Ooh, there's one right there. Only one star, right?
Yeah, no, nothing written there, though.
Oh, the bugger.
Captain Howdy sends his regards. This is my favorite thing I bought in months. I salute the individuals who thought this up. It's amazing.
Yeah, they're making money on it. That's for damn sure.
Mary Hamilton, too dang funny.
I agree with that one.
One star review. It's just a joke and makes fun of our religions.
Oh, no sense of humor.
3 stars. This guy didn't like the planchette. The board was well put together. The theming was quite good. The planchette was held up by 4 pieces rather than the 3, and it was comfortable to grip in hand. The furniture pads on the bottom did not slide across the board very well.
You get a bum one.
Yep.
Good reviews.
Yeah.
Look at them. 5 stars.
Oh, here we go. Gear Grinder says, got this as a last resort because I was in dire need to speak to Jesus and he seemed to be avoiding all my prayers. Jesus wasn't returning his calls.
All I got was voicemail.
After setting it up at 1:16, I made contact. It's been a while now and I feel that we were connecting so well. I asked him to move in with me yesterday. Now he seems to be avoiding me again. Did I come on too strong? Did he find someone else? Am I too clingy? I wish he would tell me what's wrong. Maybe I'm just overthinking it and this is all in my head. It's hard to tell what's real anymore.
He's like, this guy has a drug problem. I like that one. I asked him to move in with me.
I don't know if she's talking about Jesus or not.
Yeah, she is. Made perfect contact.
Yeah.
Jesus is with us all the time if you let him in. We know that.
He always returns phone calls.
Yeah, definitely. Anyway, so there you go. There's the Jesus Ouija board. What do you think? Can I get one?
Board and box are absolutely good. Just graphics and quality all around exit. My only reason for 4 instead of 5 is the board is kind of flimsy. Could be made out of a stronger cardboard. Also, the messages I'm getting from Jesus are odd. He says his actual name is Asmodeus.
Okay.
Weird, but I still love it.
Oh, my God. His name is Asmodeus. I'll talk to my priest today. See if he.
I always thought I was going to hell until Jesus explained Genesis 19:33-37 through my Holy Spirit board. Now I'm feeling guilt-free and living my best life. Thank you, Holy Spirit Games. Thank you, Jesus.
So how the hell did he explain that through that Ouija board? He must have been there for hours. You do it 1 letter at a time?
I guess, yeah.
Oh, my God. You don't know how long that would take?
So,
go ahead. I'm listening.
Jesus has a message for this guy, right?
Yeah.
And Jesus doesn't do what Jesus does, doesn't come to him in any of the number of ways Jesus can come to him. He sits there at a Ouija board and answers him, moving the guy's planchette around.
The Lord works in mysterious ways.
Jesus must have a lot of time on his hands.
Okay, so there you go. Somebody made a few bucks on that anyway.
It's a brilliant idea. It's an absolutely brilliant idea.
$30, you know, I've seen them.
Was it $30?
Yeah, $30 for it. Yeah, which is, you know, whatever.
Now I got to see people who bought this item. I got to see.
What?
Don't they always tell you people who bought this item were also interested in?
Oh, geez. Yeah. Sometimes they do. They have them in the bottom. But anyway.
Frequently bought together.
Oh, here you go.
The Holy Spirit board and the classic Ouija board.
Yeah.
Products are related to this item. Do you know Chitlahu? Chitlahu?
Should I? Maybe that's another name for Jesus.
The legacy of, I don't know. Tabletop RPG Village, classic Ouija board, black spirit board game for ghost hunting with planchette and instructions.
Actually, do I have that one? All right. Whatever.
Bible trivia card game.
Oh, there you go. Maybe God, you can ask God questions from trivia. See how he does.
Spinning wheel that you can do whatever you want, right?
Mm. Yeah, you know, I like that God trivia, Bible trivia. All right, God, who was?
Apparently, Soggy Dog is related to this item somehow.
Whatever. All right. We're going to take a short break, and then we'll be right back. All right.
Let's ride. Let's
ride. Do you have a paranormal event, book, or something else you want people to know about? Then why not advertise it on Ghost Chronicles Radio? With over 150,000 downloads a month, get your message out to an audience that's interested in the subject. We have a plan at a cost that fits your needs. For more information, contact Ron Kolick at anyghostproject@comcast.net or call 978-455-6678.
Are you seeing a ghostly apparition every time you look in the mirror? Are you terrified to realize that that pale, lifeless, lack of energy form hovering before you is in fact you? How would you like to be transformed? Healing begins from within, and it's never too late to start feeling good. Are you curious? Interested? Good. Don't wait another minute. Visit transformyourlifenow.org or contact Maureen. The email address is maureen@transformyourlife.org.
Everyone is cashing in on social media, and all marketing roads lead through social media. If you want to make a splash here in the Merrimack Valley, you need to tap in. This is where the new CEM Podcast Studios come in. Of course, you can spend your time, energy, and money learning how to wrangle technology to make a podcast instead of running your business. Or you can invest in telling everyone in the Merrimack Valley, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Maine, the Seacoast, or everywhere in the world about your great business, product, service, or yourself. The CEM Podcast Studio is a local audio and video studio dedicated to the craft of podcasts. Their studios feature state-of-the-art recording and mixing equipment designed specifically to produce the best audio and video podcasts. Best of all you need to worry about is your show, your business, and your brand. We do the rest. Call 978-686-9966. That's 978-686-9966 to schedule a no-obligation tour of the CEM facilities and meet with a podcast specialist. Or go to cempodcast.com to find out more about podcasting services. cempodcast.com, your window to the world.
Welcome back to Ghost Chronicles Morning Edition, hosted by New England's own Van Helsing, Ron Kolick, presented by the Dead Air Society, New England Ghost Project.
Record.
And of course, Ghost Chronicles Radio on Patreon.
Yep. Become a Patreon member. It's $3 a month. You don't have to sign up forever. So you get access to over 50, 60s now. I think it's up to some crazy amount.
And we're doing another one today with Steve Parsons.
This weekend, we're doing an investigation. And as always, we'll have the results of our investigation. We'll talk about our investigation on a Patreon for our Patreon listeners only. So while you were at break, I decided to see if there was a Satan Ouija board.
Oh.
So I went on.
It has to be.
And I went on, what is this thing? Amazon. Devil's Spirit Board by Marcus Jones, Ouija board, Satan. But it's just a red print. It's not. It's framed out. But you know what's interesting? You look on the page that this is on, right? And right mm-hmm. underneath it, you can get a Jesus framed out.
A Jesus what?
Framed out.
Oh.
The face of Jesus from the Shroud of Turin.
Okay.
Yeah. So So you can, you know, equal thing. But I have to admit, the Satan Ouija board is $49.99, but the Jesus is $181.99.
Oh, my God.
Well, he demands more money, right?
All right. Do you want to get into this? I was searching for a Satan Ouija board.
Yeah, what'd you get?
Came up with this Life Teen article. It says using a Ouija board, literally the dumbest thing you could do this Halloween.
Oh, I'd love to see that.
Yeah, all right. Anyone else? This is from LifeTeen.com.
LifeTeen?
Yeah.
It's actually a thing?
Apparently.
Okay.
Anyone else getting excited for Halloween? I mean, it's not what's not to love about a holiday with plenty of scary movies and a chance to show off your creative skills with a sweet costume. Plus, it's the one time of the year you can unapologetically purchase several jumbo bags of chocolate without any judgment. There are plenty of fun things to do to get into the Halloween spirit. The one thing we need to talk about, the one thing we need to avoid, because some of y'all out there are straight up inviting evil into your lives. Of course, I'm talking about Ouija boards. Ouija boards claim to help you contact people who have died by asking the wooden board a question and watching the pieces spell out an answer. This might sound like innocent fun, but here's why you should think twice about phoning a friend on the other side this Halloween.
Phoning a friend.
Ouija boards are sinful. The church considers Ouija boards to be a form of divination.
That is true.
That is true?
Absolutely true.
Divination is sinful?
Divination.
Divination.
Yes.
Divination is knowing and
says
declaring.
Says the guy who can't produce it is can't pronounce anything.
Divination. No, you're right. That's how it's spelled.
Yeah.
Divination is knowing and declaring future events or hidden things by means of communication with occult forces.
Yeah.
Ouija boards are sinful and dangerous. When we use them to access unknown knowledge, we refuse to place our trust in the providence of God and instead place it in demonic spirits. Even if you don't believe you're communicating with demons, that does not affect the fact that you're opening yourself up to either evil, whether you like it or not, when you participate in any sort of divination. The Catechism clearly states all form of divination are to be rejected. Consulting horoscopes, astrology, palm reading, interpretation of omens and lots, the phenomena of clairvoyance, recourse to mediums, all conceal a desire for power over time, history, and in the last analysis, other human beings as well as we wish to conciliate hidden powers. They contradict the honor, respect, and loving fear we owe God alone. CCC 2116. What's CCC?
It's from the Bible.
Okay. Yeah. I knew that.
But
I didn't
you
know.
What is CCC? Like, I remember the freaking Bible.
What
I can't remember anything.
CCC refer to? I don't know. Okay. I know what you might be saying. Ouija boards are harmless. How am I going to communicate with demons if I don't believe they're there? For goodness sake, they sell Ouija boards in the toy aisle at Target. How bad can they be? To that, I would say, why even risk it? If there's any chance whatsoever that evil spirits, whose mission in life is to separate you from God and his perfect love, by the way, would creep their way into your life via a Ouija board, isn't it only logical to stay far away from it? Giving an evil spirit access to your life isn't going to be the fun and games Hasbro promises.
Oh.
Goes on and on and on, if you want.
Yeah. And who's that by?
This is by Ryan McQuaid. He's the author, and this is his bio. First things first, I'm a realist. Okay. This whole article just kind of contradicted all that. But I love Netflix binging, seasonal lattes, painting, driving with music too loud, wandering through art galleries, looking for Jesus paintings, of course, and Goodwill hunting. The best thing in my life is my relationship with Jesus. He saved me, and my life has never been the same since. I'm a graphic designer at Life Teen. Follow me on Twitter at LT.
Oh, Life Team's a Christian thingy. That's what that is.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Yeah. No, but we also know that in
leading teens closer to Christ.
In Corinthians 1, that God did give powers to certain people to speak in tongues, to basically do divination.
But that goes against.
That's Corinthians 1. That's in the Bible.
Okay.
That's the accepted Bible.
Okay.
So it's not like it's, you know, one of these lost Bibles or whatever. It's Corinthians. Trust me, I had a 2-hour talk with my parish priest. Got called in one
about
time.
Ouija boards or
about everything.
Yeah.
Ouija boards and divination.
You got called in?
Oh yeah.
Get called into the priest's office?
Oh yeah.
Okay. God, I would have loved to have heard this conversation.
2 hours.
Yeah.
It wasn't what I expected, that's for sure.
Yeah.
It all started because, as you know, I'm pretty much a devout Catholic. I'm an usher at the church and everything else. So Easter is coming up, and I have a replica of the Shroud of Turin, and I also do presentation of the Shroud. So I said, Father, we talked about it, and I mentioned it. And he said, oh, would you like to do a presentation for a church? I said, I'd love to. So anyways, so that month, Jen and I actually, before this happened, were named stewards of the church. Mm-hmm. It's a, you know, they were giving these out that, you know, they're people that help and all this stuff. So anyways, so he said, okay, yeah, we'll do that. And then he Googled my name.
Uh-oh.
So he says, Ron.
Smart move on his part.
It's a very smart move. Yeah. So anyways, he called me in and he said, you know, I got to talk to you. So he says, I'm not sure you can do this presentation because I, you know, I Googled your name. If I Google your name, other people couldn't. And he says, what's all this stuff? And he started saying, Dining with the Dead. What's that? I says, that's a dinner that we have. Do we?
Yeah. You know?
And he says, so do you believe in Ouija boards? I said, I have a collection of them. You do know they're only a game, right?
Yeah.
So he's like, I mean, only a two. So anyway, we go into the thing. And then we started talking, well, what about mediums? I says, well, I do have worked with them. But, you know, if you look at Corinthians 1, and so he went to the Bible, pulled it out, and blah, blah, blah. So 2 hours we spent there. He says, Ron, I'm satisfied with you. He says, however, I have the reputation of the church to deal with. So, yep. You know, I can't, if somebody were to do this, they might not have a 2 hour talk to, you know, set them straight. So not set them straight. That was terrible. I said,
yeah,
to explain yourself.
Hey.
So,
I know what you meant.
Yeah. So they didn't do it.
Huh.
And then after that, they stopped stewardship all again.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh God.
But, it is what it is. You know, it's just, you ask me if I believe Ouija boards work? I'll tell you no.
It's just a game, right?
I don't know if it's just a game. It's what people make it to be.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It really is what you make it to be.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I've had Ouija board experiences where, you know, they told me I was going to die tonight.
Yeah.
Spelt my name out and all everything else. But, you know, it's just, you know, it's, yeah, I knew it would even would have felt, but it is what it is. Anyway, yeah. it's what you make it to be.
So what do they teach about Ouija boards and theology? Why did he come up with that?
What do you mean?
The priest
asked
specifically about Ouija boards.
Yeah, because they're not accepted by the Catholic Church. They're evil, according to the Catholic Church. In fact, the new priest, we got a new priest came in, one of them is, His presentations at Mass, lectures or whatever they are, they call them. He has a little slideshows with us. So he puts it up. These things are not acceptable. It had the Ouija board, dowels and psychics, astrology.
Yeah.
You know, the horoscope in the paper.
What the guy just talked about.
Yeah, horoscope in the paper.
Yeah.
All the things is these are all legal. And these are signs that are not accepted. And then he showed stuff like holy water, relics and stuff, all the count. These are accepted as things. So, yeah. It, you know, I don't know why everybody in the church was looking at me, but that's besides the question.
Well,
anyway, but it is what it is. But, you know, it's not accepted by the Catholic Church. They're deemed evil. They're deemed non-acceptable.
Okay. Yeah. So Hasbro is evil.
Hasbro. Mm-hmm. I was just making them. They're making a buck. The buck's all right for the church.
A buck's all right
for the church. Church believes their money.
Yeah.
Okay. They accept that.
So they're making the evil thing, but they're not evil.
Well, they're making something, but they're forcing you to buy it, are they?
No.
It's a test. It's like temptation.
It's like okay.
See, it's like the devil going to Christ in the desert, right?
That's the way to look at it.
Yeah,
right?
There you go.
You can't be strong if you're not tempted, right?
Right. You got to be tempted. So.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you put a naked woman in front of you, right? You're not going to look.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, that's, I don't know how we get on that, but that
I don't know. You took that turn.
That one, that irritates me. You know, I saw you looking at another woman. It's like, you cannot help, you know, there was a Dear Abby one, a few years back, right?
Yeah.
Not a few years back, a few weeks back. And I always get the
part is at the Tribune.
Yes, the Florence Evening Tribune, which has the Dear Rabbi in it. And it was about this woman whose daughter used to come in and their dog, the husband's step, was it? No, okay. I think it was a father, in fact. All right, father and mother would sleep together, of course, and the dog would sleep with them. Mm-hmm. So before she'd go to bed, she'd always come in and pet her there. Now she's pretty much a woman. She's not a young girl anymore. She's, I don't know, maybe in her late 20s or 30s.
Okay.
So she comes in and pets the dog, and she leans over, and she's wearing just a nightgown. She's got nothing on underneath. So it's just like, okay. She says, I found that inappropriate. And in all agreement, I would have to, because she had a brother and she had a thing. Now, yeah, that's my sister. Yeah, but you're still going to look. You cannot not look, right?
Yep.
It's just the way it is. We are who we are. We are designed.
So this person dealing with this issue wrote a letter to Dear Abby instead of having a talk with the daughter. Put a T-shirt on when you come in.
Yeah, put something more appropriate. Which, you know what, it absolutely makes sense. She's not out of bounds by telling her that, because
no,
I mean, we are humans, which is the main thing. I'm not saying there's any sexual desire, but you cannot not look. If you put a naked girl in front of you, you're gonna look. I mean, as simple as that. So
I just think the bigger issue is this woman can't deal with it herself. She has to write to Dear Abby. And what's the point? You write to Dear Abby, maybe it shows up in the paper and you show it to the daughter.
She had a disagreement with her daughter. Now, her daughter's not a child. Her daughter's an adult.
Yeah.
Okay. So she
what was the disagreement?
The daughter says, I don't see anything wrong with it. And the mother says, well, I disagree with you. So they wrote to Dear Abby and answered the question. So,
they wrote together.
Well, she wrote.
Dear Abby refereed it.
She's going to use to be the referee. Exactly. Yeah. But anyway, so. I don't know how do we get on that from Ouija boards to.
We started in Salem with the Ouija board.
Rabbit hole.
We got
holes.
You run out of church.
Rabbit holes. Yeah.
I love rabbit holes.
Last night we were talking to Satan on the Ouija board, a college student chatting in Hazleton with one of my folklore students began. The personal experience story that followed was typical of many circulating by American adolescents. It describes a conversation with no less than the devil himself. So the devil came through the Ouija board.
Yeah.
The story, like
devil's got nothing to do either except talk to 13-year-olds. Yeah.
You got to remember, these guys are like omniscient. They can be everywhere at once. Yeah.
But they got a whole hell to run.
Yeah.
It's a lot going on.
You got minions for that.
You got minions for that. Okay. Fair enough.
You know?
Yep.
Actually, they send out minions for, I mean, a lot of the possessions and stuff, but are what we call the lesser devils. And they're not really the big man himself.
Well, if they're omniscient, why do they need lesser devils? They can just do everything, right?
Yeah, but you don't want to be bothered with everything. You know, it gets to be tedious after a while. It's like,
we got 13-year-olds to talk to through a Ouija board.
Yeah, so, you know, we got things to do, places to go.
It's our biggest recruiting tool, those Ouija boards.
So anyways, do you want to hear this?
Yes.
Okay. So anyways, he was talking to the lesson. The story, like most, was capped by a mysterious event. In this case, the phone rang, but no one was on the line.
Ooh.
Now that is proof it was a devil.
Satan's gone. I can't do this texting anymore. I got to call. I got to talk to you.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Fed up with this texting.
It's old-fashioned texting.
Yeah.
Why did you do that? The student asked the board, and he goes on, because you asked me for a sign, and that was my sign. That's his story, I guess. But there are other ones that I don't want to get into.
How long would it take? Okay. I got to admit, I've never played around with the Ouija board to any extent.
Yeah.
Your hands on the planchette, the spelling. How long does that take?
It takes forever.
Ever
and ever.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just cut to the chase.
You got to.
You guess, you know?
Yeah.
You know, so.
So like it, Wheel of it's Wheel of Fortune. You get this, so many letters.
So instead of asking them to spell out your name, you say, is this Satan? And it could go yes or no.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, they get the yes and no. In
there. Yeah, they get the yes and no. So you can just cut right to the chase. But yeah, I don't know. It's crazy stuff.
I will say, when my daughter was a teenager, like a young teenager, 12 or 13.
You have a Ouija board story.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what happened in the room, but it scattered these teenagers. That's all I know. It's a bunch of teenage girls, like 13-year-olds, and it scattered them. So I don't know. They ate fine, though. They weren't all that spooked, but something happened.
This is interesting. It says, use of mechanical means to contact spirits has been commonplace in Western culture since biblical times. Mm-hmm. When the mysterious urine and thermum were used as an oracle to consult Yahoo. Why would anyone
just go to yahoo.com?
Especially God.
Yeah.
Call themselves Yahoo.
I don't know.
I don't know. Anyway, where was I? Yahoo. Whenever these gave yes and no answers to a series of questions by which the presiding priest constructed Yahoo, Contractual's will, okay, will be constructed by Yahoo as well. In other words, you get a yes and no, and yeah. Hey, you want to check on, what is a urim? U-R-I-M.
I'm working on Yahoo here.
It's Y-A-H-W-E-H.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yahoo!
Yahoo was an ancient Levantine.
Yeah.
Deity.
You're starting to talk like me, Lou. I hate to tell you. You really are.
This is Wikipedia, by the way.
Yeah, another good source.
Stephen Miller, God is not the great Yahoo.
I want to know what a urine is.
How's it spelled?
Oh, come on. The page is being funny.
Well, I don't think it's spelled like urine.
U-R-I-M.
Urim with an L. Oh, okay.
Urim.
And a thumb in the Bible?
Yeah, that thing there too. Sure. What is that?
Considering the scholar's conclusion that Urim essentially means guilty and Thummim essentially means innocent, it would imply that the purpose of the Urim and Thummim is...
What the hell is it, though?
An ordeal to confirm or refute suspected guilt. So it's basically yes or no. Guilty, not guilty.
Oh. What was it?
If the Urim was selected, it meant guilt. The selection of the Thummim would mean innocence.
What is it? What is a Urim or Thummim? It's selected, but what the hell is it? Got a picture of it? Look in Yahoo pictures.
It consists of two smooth three-cornered diamonds set in glass, and the glasses were set in silver bowls, which were connected to each other in much as I'll see if I can find an image.
Yeah. See if you can find an image. I never heard of a Urim before. Urim and, well, I heard of Urim.
Oh, it's basically like a guilty or innocent casino, right?
Yeah, yeah. Spin the dice.
Spin
the wheel, whatever it is.
Yeah, just take the dice and then roll them out on the table. I don't know. There's a bunch of stuff here. Let me see. Let me add it.
I don't know.
Okay, so.
We got it?
There's some modern takes on it. I think the black and white one is a more modern take.
I should get one of those.
It's basically Dungeons and Dragons. It's like a two-sided dice.
Oh, is it?
So I don't know.
It's a dice?
I mean, I don't know. Look at that. That looks like a die, doesn't it?
I don't know what the hell it is.
It's a breastplate for priests or something?
I don't know. Nah, whatever. So, anyway.
Keys for Kids Radio.
Oh, that's cool.
Mysteries of the Bible. What are the Urim and the... It's basically guilt or innocence. Roll the dice, isn't it?
Yeah.
We're not exactly sure what the Urim and Thummim were, although they were likely some kind of stone, but one idea is that they were two different colored gems held in a bag next to the priest's heart. They were used to ask God what to do, whether to fight a battle or not, and they might have even glowed.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Glowing things? I like lit up things.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right. So, now you got a few minutes left.
Yeah.
All right. So,
So basically, it was rolling the dice on guilt or innocence, or go to war or not go to war.
Yeah, I mean,
it was divination, wasn't it?
Well, it couldn't be dice because it was two different.
Well, I mean,
two different ones, right?
Yeah.
So what'd they do? They put it next to their breastplate and.
Yeah, there's conflicting reports. Nobody really knows what they were, but it looked like it was a way they used to decide things: guilt or innocence, or
sort of like reading the entrails.
It's divination, isn't it?
It's all divination.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically.
It's reading the tea leaves.
Flipping a coin is divination.
What is flipping a coin? Sure.
It's divination. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, the Catholic Church is rabbit foots. Rabbit foots are no good.
No good?
No.
Oh, yeah. I think I seem to remember that. Yeah.
Anything, you know, four leaf clover, anything.
No amulets or.
Amulet, yeah. It's the same thing, basically. Yeah. You use it. To me, it's what you give power to. You know, in other words, if you believe that this stuff works, then okay, then you're on a different path than should be in or whatever be in. Whatever. I don't know.
If you're thinking it has power that trumps God.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. Yeah. Is they believe, you know, the church believes that all power goes through God, which makes sense if he is who he is, his great omnipotence be, and he's the one that really does it.
So anything that threatens that is a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, and the reason why those things exist, of course, is because of he kicked Satan's ass out of heaven. And so, you know.
What did Satan do?
He became narcissistic.
he became what?
Narcissistic.
What does that mean?
Narcissistic? Did I make that word up?
Maybe.
Okay. That you're full of yourself.
Oh, narcissistic.
Oh, that works too.
Yeah. Okay.
I like narcissistic. That's gonna be a good word.
It's like a cross between narcissistic and autistic.
God. And I do radio.
So Satan just basically is too full of himself.
He was, yeah, because he was all upset because you know, Christ was going to sit at the right hand, and he's like annoyed, or somebody was anyway. So,
because he thought he was closest to God.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be. That's what I always say.
That's Satan's spiel.
No, that's Hot.
Who?
Wrestling. Hot.
Oh, okay.
What's his name?
Oh, yeah.
Which Hot brother? Oh God, I can't think of it.
Forget too. Yeah.
Yeah. But anyways, yeah. He was good. I liked him.
So Satan couldn't be forgiven.
Yeah, he didn't want to be.
He didn't want to be.
That's the problem.
You got to ask for forgiveness, right?
Yeah, you got to be acceptable. You got to be sorry for what you did. He probably wasn't sorry.
He didn't repent.
I guess. Yeah, repent's a good word.
Yeah.
You got to be sorry for what you did if you're going to
be forgiven. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, if you kill somebody and you're sorry for it, then, you know, at least you're repenting in a way. If you kill somebody and don't care, then, you know, screw you.
So Satan was ousted from heaven and built his own club.
Yeah, he sent him down and like whatever. You know.
Did hell exist or did Satan create hell?
Did you know Christ went to hell?
I did not know that.
Yeah, after he died, he went to hell.
Did he?
Well, do you know why Christ came to earth?
To repent for everybody's sins.
To redeem everybody, here, right?
So he had to pay.
So, no, he didn't pay. Jesus Christ. Didn't have to.
Yeah.
But the all the people that were on earth before he came couldn't go to heaven.
Okay.
So, all because of Adam and Eve's crap. But anyways, so they were in hell.
Oh,
so he went
sin.
Down to hell and freed... Yeah. Freed everybody. Paid everybody's tab. With a Nicene Creed, he descended into hell. And he went down there for three days.
So that's why he's got to come back again.
Oh, he's going to come back.
No, I said that's why he's got to come back again, right? Huh? To settle everybody else's debt. Send them to heaven.
No, he's going to straighten out the earth. That's all.
Oh, he's just going to, okay.
God, he's it now. Every time I think about it, it's like, again, it's coming pretty soon. God, it's a mess now.
It is a mess.
Nobody cares.
Yep.
Nobody.
getting messier too.
We're losing all consciousness. I don't know. We just have no respect for anything anymore. Respect is, I think, the key word and all that thing. But anyways, we just about ran out of time. All right. So thank you for this rabbit hole trip with us.
It's quite the rabbit hole trip.
We're going to
Jesus. We did Satan. We did Ouija boards.
Ouija boards.
Daughters leaning over. Petting a dog.
How the hell did that get in there? That was me. I'm sorry.
It was rabbit hole. It was a rabbit hole edition of Ghost Chronicles.
I get another one. Another one.
What?
Another one.
Another one. Oh, another one. Yeah, another rabbit hole. That's what we do.
That's what we do. Anyways, thanks for listening, everyone, and see you next week. Good night. God bless everyone.
From ghoulies to ghosties, long-leggedy beasties, and things that go bump in the night. Deliver us, good Lord.